wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word. To the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verses 16. Hosea, chapter 4, verses 16. For Israel slided back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. To the book of Hosea, chapter 11, verses 7. And my people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they called them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. Our teaching comes today. What is backsliding? What is backsliding? The purpose of this teaching is to make us aware of something that all of us as God's people has done at one time or another. And many are probably still doing this right now, and that is backsliding. Now we need to understand the word backsliding, which means to slide back from a place or position that one used to be in or at. To cease from going forward in a positive way and going back into what is unproductive. In Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 11 through 15, God is telling the prophet Jeremiah about the nation Israel who has backslidden from a place she used to be at with him, and then tried to justify herself or make herself right by being in the state she is in. Then God tells Jeremiah to go and proclaim these words to Israel. And the word was for her to repent and turn from going backward, away from God, and make a turn and come back to God. Then Israel was told to acknowledge her wrong to God and not try to hide, cover, or deny that she has went back on God, and as a result, God will have mercy on her and not cause his anger to fall on her. Then God will give her pastors according to his heart, which shall feed them with knowledge and understanding. Simply meaning, those pastors will teach Israel how not to go back on him anymore. And through those pastors, God will get Israel's attention through his word he will send to them. What is the message? Israel slid back from a place she once used to be at with God. So God made her aware of her state and condition and what would happen if she did not repent and come back to him. We as saints of God must realize how we have slid back from a place we once used to be at with God. And once we realize the place we left, acknowledge it to God and not deny it or try to hide it, but be open and honest with God, and he will restore us. What are the signs that one has backslidden? Remember, the topic is, what is backsliding? Let's look at the signs to show us as one who has backslidden. Number one, no longer praying like they used to. Number two, no longer reading the word daily. Number three, no longer giving to the work of God. Number four, no longer giving God the first fruit of what he blesses them with. Number five, staying home from church for no reason. just lazy. Number six, go anywhere and it don't bother them. And number seven, sin and do not be convicted about what they have done. Let me outline Israel's downfall from the book of Hosea. In chapter 4, verse 6, Israel lacked knowledge all because she rejected the word God was sending to her. In chapter 8, verse 3, Israel cast off the thing that was good. But what did Israel cast off? Praying, living right, giving, reading, praising God, obeying God, as well as trusting God. In chapter 8, verse 14, Israel had forgotten his makeup. Hosea chapter 9, verse 1, Israel has gone whoring from God. Chapter 10, verses 1, Israel was an empty vine. She brought forth fruit unto herself. In chapter 12, verse 6, Israel will not wait on God anymore. In chapter 13, verse 9, Israel have destroyed herself. Now, let's see the remedy for Israel's comeback. In chapter 14, verse 1 through 8, the first thing Israel had to do was return unto the Lord, meaning she had to come back to the Lord. Then once she returned back to the Lord, then she was to realize that she had fallen, slid back from a place God had her in. Then she had to repent and not try to justify herself and ask God to forgive her, cleanse her, and receive her back to himself. Then she had to realize that no human could deliver her, or nothing material could take the place of fellowshipping with God. Now, as a result of Israel returning to God and repenting of her backsliding from God, look at what God did for Israel. A, healed her backsliding. B, loved her freely. C, turned away his anger from her. D, refreshed her. E, provided what she needed. F, protected her. Revived her. And then educated her as to where her fruit, her blessings came from. We cannot backslide from a physical building, because a building did not redeem us, pay our sin debt, but we can backslide from a person, and that person is Jesus. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 9, when God came in the Garden of Eden and asked Adam, "Where art thou?" The indications are that Adam moved from a place he once used to be at with God. Because if he did not, God would not have asked, "Where was he?" Just as Israel returned to God, Israel realized that she left God. Israel repented for leaving God. God forgave Israel for backsliding from him. And God will do the same if we return to him, realize that we left him, repent, and acknowledge that we have moved from the place we used to once be at in him. So backsliding is not leaving a church building, a ministry, an organization, a pastor, a sister, a group, but it's leaving the one who saved us, delivered us, set us free, redeemed us, rescued us, purchased us, reconciled us, sanctified us, and that's Jesus. So it's time for us to slide back to God and stop backsliding from God. Listen, think about this. Leaving a physical building is not really backsliding. And oftentimes I've heard people make this statement, Sister so-and-so has backslidden because she do not come to a physical building anymore. Well, it's not so much if a person leaves a physical place that indicates they are backsliding, because a person can leave one physical building and move to another physical building. But because we might not see them in a physical place, the first thing comes to our mind is that they have backslidden. No, a person may leave a physical place and move or relocate to another physical place. It does not mean they have backslidden. But that person, if they turn their back on God, then they have backslidden from God and not a building. I hope you understood that. When we walk away from God, when we turn our backs on Him, when we're no longer seeking Him, fellowshipping with Him, giving to Him, loving Him. Note what I'm saying. I didn't say to some building, to some organization, to even a ministry. And for so long, I've heard people condemn other people because so-and-so didn't show up for church for 3 Sundays in a row. We need to check to find out why brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so did not show up. It don't mean they turned their back on God. You don't know the problems they might be facing. Maybe their job or something probably came up where they probably could not come. So stop being so judgmental when people don't show up in a physical building. And I find where there are so many people that might not attend church every time the doors open and they're more closer to God. Now, you might not agree with this, but you got your opinion is right. They're more closer to God than folk inside the building because they're more real than those that be in the building every time the doors open. Stay tuned for part 2 of what is backsliding. So we're continuing our teaching, what is backsliding? And in part 1 of this teaching, we dealt with what backsliding is not. Backsliding does not mean a person has left a physical building. Please hear this. Because a person may leave a ministry, an organization, a physical building, it does not mean they have turned their back on God. Only when a person turned their back on God has they really backslidden. Because in part 1 of this teaching, we brought out how a building did not redeem us. A building did not save us. A building did not sanctify us. A building did not shed its blood for us. Follow what I'm saying. So when you hear the word backsliding, we are leaving a person, and that person is God. So listen, think about this again. Leaving a building is not backsliding. But when we leave the one who loves us, who provides for us, who protects us, who cares for us, who blesses us in spite of our mess, restores us time and time again. Listen to this. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through 7, Jesus talking to the local assembly at Ephesus. He addresses the pastor, the angel, who in turn is to make the people aware of what he is saying to them. And he tells the pastor, I know your works, I know your labor, I know your patience, I know how you cannot bear or put up with those who do wrong. I know how you have tried them, which say they are apostles and are not, and you found out that they are imposters. I know how you have borne, I know how you have labored for my name's sake and did not stop. But in spite of all the good things that I know that you have done and are doing. There is one thing that you have done that you need to be made aware of, and that is you have left your first love. Watch this. Jesus talking to the saints, this local assembly at Ephesus. He addresses the pastor, encourages them, make known to them the things that they are doing, that he see, he pays attention to it. But, let me flip the coin over, Jesus says, there's something you have done in the midst of all that you are doing. You have left your first love. You have left not a building. You have left not a ministry. You have left not an organization. You have left not a group. But you have walked away or backslid from the one who saved you, who redeemed you, who set you free, who gave you another chance, who made ways for you, who forgave you of your sins. We should never base our walk with the Lord on how much money we give, or how busy we are in a church building, or how many people we help. Because we can get so busy trying to do things for God and never spend time with God. And before you know it, we have backslid from God. I hope you're understanding this teaching. What is backsliding? Listen, we can be in a church building every time the doors open and still be backslidden from God. It's not so much our works that God is impressed with. It's our walk with Him that God is concerned about in this day. There's so many people desiring to do great things for the kingdom. But what's sad about that, nothing wrong with the desire of wanting to do something for the kingdom of God. But ask yourself the question, how much time are you spending with the King? I want that to soak in. How well do you know the King? Do you talk to the King? Do you learn about the King? Do you commune with the King? Rather than trying to do something for His kingdom, how much do you know about the King? And oftentimes, we can find ourselves walking away from Him, becoming so busy with schedules and appointments until we are going off vapors and fumes. No fresh anointing, no power, no new revelations. We're constantly giving people the same old things. Why? Because we have become so preoccupied in trying to do for Him when we're neglecting Him. Open our eyes, Holy Spirit. What is backsliding? Listen, in Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9, Jesus said, "This people draw nigh unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." What is backsliding? Backsliding, as we come to a close, is not leaving a physical building. Backsliding is not leaving a ministry. Backsliding is not leaving a person or your pastor in the church building. Backsliding is not leaving a sister or an organization. Because for so long I used to hear people say, so-and-so is in a backslidden condition. No. When a person backslides, they're leaving the one who redeemed them. Note something. In Hosea chapter 4, I want to read this again. Hosea chapter 4, verses 16. "For Israel slided back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place." And in Hosea chapter 11, look at verse 7. "And my people are bent to backsliding from me." He didn't say a building. He didn't say an organization. He didn't say a ministry. God is telling Hosea, "My people are bent they're so geared in walking away from Him. Get this, saints of God. I don't care what position you hold in the ministry. You need to examine your walk with God. Are you spending time with the King or so busy trying to do kingdom work? God is not impressed with how much stuff we're doing apart from our time we spend with Him. What is backsliding? As I showed you in part one of this teaching, what Israel did for God to restore her back. Let me reiterate this right quickly. Israel recognized that she left God. Please hear this. You must recognize that you left God. As I showed you in Revelation chapter 2, Jesus told the pastor, all of what you have done is fine, but in the midst of all what you have done, you have left your first love. You walked away from me. You don't love me, Jesus say, like you used to. Because why? You're so preoccupied trying to do things for me. You'd have forgotten me. What is backsliding? This call is, first of all, to us as the church. I put myself on the top of the list because I examine my own heart. I thank God for what He's doing in the ministry. But in the midst of all what God is doing, I examine areas of my personal life to see that there are areas I personally have walked away from God in. And I'm going to include myself in this altar call prayer. This is to the body of Christ globally. It's time for us to come back to God, to get back between the porch and the altar. It's time for us to get back in wailing and weeping, crying, fasting, turning our place over again, because we're shown up living in dangerous times, and it's shown up too dangerous to be lukewarm. So this call is for the saints of God around this globe who recognize from this message that you are backslidden from God. Not a position, not a building, not a pastor, not an organization, but you've walked away from God. If you recognize that you have done this, I want you to bow your head right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you with my brother and my sister who are listening to this message. I ask you to, first of all, forgive us, cleanse us in the blood, wash us and make us whiter than snow. Father, we acknowledge that we have walked away from you. We acknowledge we have turned our backs on you. Father, just like Israel was bent to backsliding from you, so have we done the same thing, Father, in this day. And God, I put myself on the top of the list. Forgive me and forgive your people. Anoint us with fresh oil, I pray, in Jesus' name. Now, if you're listening to this message, and Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, I want to take this time to let you know that Jesus loves you. Jesus died on the cross. He shed His blood for your sins. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, let me ask you a question right quickly. Do you know, if you die right now, where you will spend eternity? If you have questions in your mind or you're wondering, let me help you to remove those questions. Would you bow your head for a moment and repeat this prayer from your heart? Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. You died. You was buried for 3 days and three nights. And I believe you're alive right now. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. I surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for saving me and giving me a new beginning in life, in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you for releasing a massive anointing over these airways. I thank you for your word never returning to you void, but accomplishing that which you please and causing your word to prosper in the thing whereunto you sent it. And I vow to give you glory for the response of your word in Jesus' mighty name. What is backsliding?